It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on addiction. My own personal affliction is the comments section following a posting on the internet. The main article may be informative, but the comments following provide the real juicy stuff on the issue. I'll review an example of my addiction and then tell you how you can join the fun, either directly or vicariously. The best hit I have had lately for my addiction was the comment sections following the posting on the Marin Independent Journal of the article entitled "Group Announces Bid to Recall Supervisor Susan Adams." I must state up front that I am not familiar with Supervisor Adams' behavior or voting record, and I have no opinion regarding the merits of the recall effort. I am curious, as is apparently Supervisor Adams, as to why the group is attempting to recall her when she is apparently up for re-election in June of next year. But where you find the real scoop as to what's going on is in the comments section following the article. One of my business school profs always said, if you want to know the real guts of the story behind a company's financials, read the footnotes. To me, the same applies to political articles. No offense to Nels Johnson of the Marin IJ, author of the article on Supervisor Adams. He appeared to do a professional, unbiased job. But the gloves come off in the comments. The alleged motivator for the recall effort is, in short, the One Bay Area plan and the apparent unwillingness of all the supervisors, not just Adams, to listen to the people. One of the primary critics of the plan has been a group called Citizen Marin. For the record, if you have listened to this show in the past, you will know that I am also not a fan of the One Bay Area plan, but am a fan of Citizen Marin. However, I believe my training as an attorney allows me to present this material objectively. Oddly enough, the comments following the article do not really address the merits of the recall effort. No, the article appears to have provided an opportunity for people to give voice to their opinions on the merits of the One Bay Area plan and the county supervisors in general. Opponents to the One Bay Area plan accuse all the supervisors of not listening to their constituents. Proponents of the plan dismiss Citizen Marin as an empty vessel represented by a few hotheads. One key rule in reading comments, however, is you can enjoy vicariously the verbal brickbats that are thrown about, but don't give them much credence. When either side makes a response personal, it is clear evidence the writer has lost control and the comment should be ignored. If you apply that rule, however, you can, in most cases, gain some insight into the merits of the debate. Now, as I said earlier, the debate in the comments of my example has little to do with the content of the article itself. So, instead of gaining an insight as to whether Supervisor Adams should be recalled, you get a capsule summary of the pros and the cons of the One Bay Area plan and the handling of the matter by the County Board of Supervisors. The best way to get to the truth is for one side to argue its case and the other side to argue theirs. Usually, somewhere in the middle lies the truth. Unfortunately, our local representatives appear to have adopted the approach of reaching a decision, allowing the residents to balk and squawk, and then executing on the decision made before the residents spoke. At least the comments section, particularly to political articles, provides a relatively no-holds-barred discussion on the merits. So I encourage you to read the comments sections for articles of interest. If you arrive at a conclusion after reviewing the debate, make your voice heard either by adding to the comments or preferably by voicing your position to your elected officials. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, Stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.